Have you ever been with a Christian who is obsessed with conspiracy theories? Hi there, I'm Natty Anderson, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. I deal with conspiracy theories all the time at my main job. Sometimes when I hear them, I laugh it off, but other times I carefully consider them. Sometimes people are right, and sometimes I have to try to educate people about the truth. But conspiracy theories aren't just things that I handle in my government job. They're also things that Christians get caught up in. And that's what today's Devo is really all about. It's called Pointless and Silly Myths by Emma Paymer. Have you ever faced a situation like this? One time, a man from church came over for dinner, and for the duration of supper and dessert, he talked about crazy conspiracies, wild rumors, and out there theories, supposedly based on the Bible. Whether this man turns out to be right or wrong about the conspiracy theories he shared, sometimes we as Christians miss the point of the Bible when we get so caught up in debates or arguments. When we make a non-essential issue more central to the Bible than Jesus, we've lost our focus on Christ in order to win an argument. When that happens, there's no point in winning the argument in the first place. The point of the Bible isn't to shed light on an international scandal or an elite group of individuals controlling the world. Satan would love for us to get so caught up in conspiracies that we lose our focus on our true mission, sharing the gospel of Jesus. When we get so involved in minor and controversial debates, we miss the real reason God gave us the Bible. Our mission from God isn't to prove to anyone that our particular ideology or theory is right. No, our mission is to spread the good news of Christ in our daily lives. We live in the light of Christ's truth and love, sharing the gospel without living in fear about the future. We belong to Jesus, and He will help us keep our eyes on Him alone. So let's talk about this a little bit more together. Can you think of a time you got carried away with non-essential issues and lost your focus on Christ? What directed your eyes back to God? When someone around you starts talking about conspiracy theories, rumors, etc., how could you respond with love and truth? Sometimes situations like this can be difficult to navigate. Who are trusted Christians in your life who you could talk to about this? If you want to know more about the good news of Jesus and how to share it with others, check out the Know Jesus tab at unlocked.org. As you and I can read in 1 Timothy 4:7, but have nothing to do with pointless and silly myths. Rather, train yourself in godliness. Now, I'd encourage you to read in your Bible, 1 Timothy chapter 4, verses 6 through 10, and 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 8 through 18, to keep God's Word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource of Keys for Kids Ministries. Today's Devo struck me because it was so unique. Has the Lord been teaching you something unique recently? Well, I want to hear about it. So head over to unlocked.org and check out our writer's guidelines to find out how you can write for us. Also, join us for tomorrow's Devo called A Dangerous Trap with Dylan. But until then, I'm Natty, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God's Word in your life.